He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the March 27th version of the Best Stocks Now radio hour as we march towards the end of the quarter this Friday. And we have the markets picking up where they left last week. They're selling off again today, but it's gotten quite a bit better. At one time, the S&P 500 was down 22 points. It's now down 14 points. That's just 0.6%. We're at 2,329. And, you know, I've been saying that we've now entered into a range in the market with the S&P in the 23 to 2400 range. We're moving down towards the bottom of that range. The Dow is down 129. It was down 180 at one point. It currently sits at 20,466. I've been saying that we're in a range now of 20,000 on the downside, 21,000 on the upside. That's about a 5% channel that we're trading in right now. The NASDAQ is down 36 points. That works out also to 0.6%. That's pretty much it across the board right now. 0.6% seems to be the magic number, at least for now. And the NASDAQ's also trading in a range right now of about 5,700 to 5,900 as we move towards the bottom of that range. Crude oil is down 72 cents to $47.25. Crude oil cannot get out of its own way right now. Gold, however, has been rallying in all this political turmoil. Gold's up $10 per ounce today to $12.58. Silver's up 35 cents to $18.09. The euro is flat. And we do have bond yields coming down again, 2.36%. We're down 4 basis points here today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And the question on everybody's mind, well, I don't know about everybody, but most people that are invested in the market, either through their 401k, their IRA, college funds, whatever the case may be. Has the Trump rally been dealt a severe setback? And is the 8-year-plus bull market now in jeopardy? Well, we'll take a look at that again this week. Asia was red overnight. Europe red this morning, the U.S. red, the Nikkei Japan down 1.4% overnight, Germany down 0.75%. U.S. stock futures were down this morning about 22 points as I was coming to work, right down the S&P down 13 points. The failure of health reform and what it might mean for Trump tax and regulatory reform agenda makes for a nice excuse for headline writers. But stocks haven't even seen the most modest of setbacks since the election. S&P 500 is only down 3% since March 1st. And I've also been writing in my newsletter each week what the downside risk is to the market technically. And recently I've been saying it's about 5%. And right now we're off about 3%. From recent highs. Meanwhile, the 10-year Treasury's also been trading in a range here recently. The 10-year Treasury's been trading between about 2.3 and 2.6. We're down towards the bottom of that range at 2.36 right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been trading in a range. I said the bottom now is 20,000. The top is 21,000. You know, I had a feeling that we went from 20,000 to 21,000 a little too quickly for my taste. And that definitely put in some downside technical risk in the market. And we're seeing some of those chickens come home to roost here the last few days. We're now off 3% from the highs of the market. But I do think 20,000 will be the floor. Whether we get down to that 20,000 level and test it or not remains to be seen. I think the S&P 500 is also now in a range between 2,300 and 2,400. And we're down towards the lower end of that range. And I guess, you know, the best excuse for all of this would be the failure of the healthcare bear. Now, how much was the market depending upon the repeal and replacement of Obamacare? Well, really not that much. But there are some tax implications involved there. The market was looking for a repeal and replacement of Obamacare to be able to save some money that the government was shelling out so they could help partially pay for tax reform. But I don't think tax reform is going to be stalled here. In fact, over the weekend, President Trump said he will move on to tax reform while Obamacare explodes. Well, only time will tell. I mean, it seems to me like the numbers don't support Obamacare right now. And there was some thought at the beginning of all this to just let it explode and let it be on the Democrats. Now, I guess the Republicans would share in a little bit of the blame if Obamacare were to explode. They'll be blamed for not being able to save it from exploding. And Trump has even mentioned here that he's going to move towards the Democrats to see if they can step in and help out a little bit some of this heavy lifting in saving Obamacare, or at least improving it, keeping it from exploding. But in my opinion, the Democrats have signed a blood oath, an unforeseen blood oath to not cooperate in any way, shape, or form with Mr. Trump. So we move forward to tax reform. And I do think that, you know, the questions about Trump's ability to implement his economic agenda will be in doubt a little bit right now. But, you know, Trump seems to defy the odds. We've seen it several times. In the debates, he defied the odds. In the primaries, he defied the odds. And since he's been winning the presidency, he defied the odds. And he's done an awful lot since he has been president. This is the first stumbling block he's reached. Anybody who owns their own business or is a businessman, how many stumbling blocks have you reached in your career, in your business? What's a businessman do? Pick ourselves up, get back to work. And I think that's what Mr. Trump's going to do. I don't think it's a good bet, really, betting that the Republicans and the administration won't accomplish anything going forward, that all their accomplishments are now done. So now they turn their eyes to tax overhaul. And that will begin here this week. From the Oval Office late Friday afternoon, Trump told reporters, "We are going right now for tax reform," while Treasury Secretary Mnuchin repeats his pledge to push for comprehensive tax reform by Congress August recess. And, of course, with them failing to meet their goals on health care reform, there's a lot of doubt now thrown into that tax reform by the August recess. But the big question is it over? Is this rally in the stock market over? Well, I think the overheated and irrational exuberance is over. But what I find during a noisy period of time in the market, which we've had here for the last week and a half or so, as the Republicans debated health care reform, and there were times when it looked like maybe it would pass, and there were times when they didn't have the votes, and in the end they didn't have the votes. I think the best analogy right now, you go on a two-week vacation, and the first couple of days of that vacation, it's raining. It's pouring cats and dogs. We've actually had that happen to us down in Cabo San Lucas. And then the clouds clear and the sun comes out and you have a wonderful vacation and you do all the things that you'd planned to do. But sometimes in the market, those clouds come along and a little bit of rain falls. Sometimes it pours a little bit. You have to cut through all the noise And you have to look forward to those sunny days. Do you want to be out of the market when those sunny days come back? We may start the sunny days by tomorrow, by Wednesday. Who knows? It all comes back to the numbers. In the end, it's a numbers game. Before Trump was ever elected, there were numbers out there, earnings estimates for this year and next year. And then Trump was elected. What has happened? What has become of those earnings estimates? Can this market still support higher numbers? Well, we'll be seeing that here today, tomorrow, maybe into Wednesday, along with news and where some of the best opportunities might lie right now, if indeed this bull market is still intact. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, what do the numbers say? It's raining today. Is it time to go home? Is it time to pack up our suitcases and fly home? Is it time to take the ball off the field and put the defense out there on the field? Well, in the end, it comes down to the numbers. What impact did the events of last week have on the earnings of the S&P 500? We went from 20,000 to 21,000 in a very quick manner. And in fact, we reached my target price for the S&P 500 at 2375 in the first 2 months of this year. So I think to see a little bit of a correction here, we were overdue for that, but just how badly has this rally been damaged here? Well, we'll get to that here today and tomorrow. We have a delay to the fiduciary rule. Will that happen? That's that big rule that affects a lot of people in my business, especially commission salespeople. The rule is set to take place here, come into force in the next few months. And Vanguard, BlackRock, others are warning that the so-called fiduciary rule, which is due to come in force a couple of months, risk confusing investors and adding unnecessary costs for the financial industry. That's something that a lot of people in my industry will be watching. Amazon's shadow hangs over the furniture and home furniture stocks. What? We can have FedEx deliver a couch to our front door in an Amazon box. Select furniture store and home furnishing stocks are down this week. Today on a weekend report that Amazon may open stores. Okay, is Amazon going the wrong way here? All of a sudden, where was I? I was at one of the local malls and I saw an Amazon bookstore. What? We've come full circle now. Amazon may open stores to compete directly in the furniture and home furnishing stock sector. This is hurting Pier 1 Imports, Restoration Hardware, Bed Bath & Beyond, Kirkland's, etc. Gold futures rise to highest level in a month. Yeah, I mean, gold is looked at as a safe haven. Gold investors, I guess, are betting that the Trump administration is falling apart at the seams and nothing will get done. We'll have nothing but turmoil for the next 4 years. That's what gold wants. I don't know if that's a very safe bet. Base metals, minor slide on infrastructure spending worries. That's supposed to be the next domino to fall, right? It was supposed to be healthcare first, boom. We get some tax savings there that we can roll over into tax reform, which was the second domino boom. And then the third one was an infrastructure package orchestrated with the Democrats and with the unions and everything. And we've seen a rally in the infrastructure stocks. Well, we're seeing companies like AK Steel, Cliffs Natural, U.S. Steel, Freeport McMoRan, U.S. Steel, Alcoa, etc. backing off. And they're painting this same scenario. You see, the market has painted a scenario now that because the health care reform failed to pass, all the others will fail to pass. Is that a good bet? Is that a bad bet? Well, that's the noise of the issue. What do the numbers say? 6 more months of oil output cuts. You know, OPEC, they're doing the best they can. They're going to extend that cut 6 more months. That's the thought out there. Problem is, those cuts in oil production by the OPEC countries, it's being offset by an increase in production here by the U.S. companies with, you know, a little relaxing of the tough rules on fracking. And that's not helping the supply situation as it relates to light sweet crude. Uber suspends its self-driving car program following a high-impact crash in Tempe, Arizona. The accident occurred when the driver of a second vehicle failed to yield to the Uber car while making a turn. I just don't know if I'm ready to turn over the wheel. Well, I turn it over to my wife. She would say, "You're a worse driver than I am." Turning it over to a robot to drive the car, I just don't know about that, if I'm ready for that. You know, it's the other guy that's the problem, you know. At least I could take evasive action if I see somebody failing to yield. The car doesn't sense that. Well, we'll see where that goes. Adobe Systems upgraded to a buy from neutral. I continue to like Adobe. That's the one growth stock that I wish I owned right now. I've owned it in the past. I got a little nervous about it and sold it. I should have never done that. I continue to like Adobe. Adobe was up last time I looked. European Union clears the Dow and DuPont merger. That's surprising. You know, they've kind of been anti-merger, anti-monopoly here recently, but that one looks like it's going to go through. Calmaine Foods misses by 13 cents. I think these are the very first companies now starting to report for the first quarter of 2017. They would have to have a corporate year end of November 30th, which is unusual, but there are different companies who don't end their corporate year on December 31st. I know the retail stocks, for instance, most of them have a year end of January 31st because they want to include that Christmas season in their fourth quarter numbers. So we're just now starting to think about this coming quarter. We will end the first quarter of 2017 in just 4 days. It ends on Friday. And then the companies begin to tally the numbers up and start to report. That begins about April 10th, somewhere in there. We'll get earnings coming from the likes of Yahoo and Alcoa and Apple, etc. And then the floodgates open. What does this quarter look like? We'll get to that also here, maybe today or tomorrow. This, in fact, I can just tell you, looks like one of the best quarters as far as growth goes that we've seen in the last several years. And next quarter looks even better, the one that begins next Monday, a week from today. Is sentiment changing towards Snap? Well, Snap is up again. They get their 12th buy rating now. 12 guys out there, 12 analysts saying buy. Most of those, however, are analysts that work for the companies that helped underwrite the Snap IPO. So I always take those with a grain of salt. Morgan Stanley gets a sell signal. You know, the banks are softening up here. I think it's time to lighten up in the banking sector. They've had a nice run since the election of Trump. And when we come back, what I want to look at is the Trump rally been dealt a severe blow? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, a new market scenario was laid out this past week, wasn't it? It goes something like this. The art of the deal has failed. It does not work in Washington, D.C. Now, this is the scenario that a lot of investors and analysts and market players are assuming here, okay? Therefore, all of that talk about tax reform and a robust infrastructure plan is also dead on arrival. Well, we'll see, won't we? This scenario would also mean that you can kiss 4% GDP growth goodbye. And this would not play well for the banks and the financials. Both of these leading sectors have taken quite a haircut this past couple of weeks. This scenario would also be a big blow to the infrastructure stocks and other cyclicals that were looking for a big pickup in economic growth. This scenario could also lead to a softening jobs market and a possible recession. Boy, we're all doom and gloom here. Has the Trump rally been dealt a severe blow, even a fatal blow? Does the market have it right? Well, as I say over and over and over for the last 8 years of this bull market, it comes down to the numbers. And while the U.S. economy continues to sputter, and I mean sputter at about what, 1.5%, 2%, the S&P 500 companies still seem to be doing okay. Those earnings on those S&P 500 companies have been growing ever since 2009, right? That's not a disputable fact. Although I had somebody write to me and say, well, those numbers have been buttered up by stock buybacks and cuts in their expenses. And, well, you know what? Earnings are earnings. And companies do what they have to do to drop those earnings to the bottom line. The market's been going up for 8 years. Are you trying to tell me that those earnings were not real? Well, then the market rally would not be real either. And it's not just a coincidence that the market's been going up since 2009. Let's not forget how far we've come. The Dow was at 6,600. We recently went north of 21,000. Really? Those earnings have been fake earnings? The reason the market has been going up for the last 8 years is because earnings have been going up. The two go hand in hand. When's the last time we had a decline in earnings in the S&P 500? You have to go back to 2007. We had a decline after several years of earnings growth. That decline in earnings in 2007 was a major warning flag. It was a major shot across the bow. In fact, it was a precursor to the big drop in earnings in 08 and 09. And it was also a precursor to the 53% drop in the S&P 500 during the bear market of 2008-2009. Keep that in mind, index investors. Why would the next bear market be any different? Won't the bear market, the next one, begin with a drop and a decline in S&P 500 earnings? Are we seeing that yet? Won't the next bear market be foreshadowed by all of a sudden economic numbers starting to recede, GDP going south, industrial production going south, inflation kicking up, employment, unemployment rising, jobless claims rising? Are we seeing any of that yet? You know, in the end, as I say many, many times, the easiest thing to do in the market is to cut through all the noise and get down to the bottom line numbers. And those numbers come from the economy. And we have all these tributaries that flow into the economy. Unemployment, GDP, trade balances, PMI, Philly Fed. It goes on and on and on and on and on. And what are those tributaries? Are they getting turbulent? Or are they still flowing nicely into an economy that continues to grow? We've now entered into our ninth year of this current bull market. Ninth year. But there have been many secular bull markets that have been 12 to 15 years, even though the average bull is about 5 years. Have we entered into a secular bull market? Well, that all depends upon whether or not earnings can continue to grow. It's as simple as that. The market bottomed out on March 9th of 2009. What bottomed out at the same exact time, roughly? Earnings. And 2 weeks after the market bottomed out, I could see the green shoots starting to come up on earnings expectations. They started to rise. And all of a sudden, it looked like 2010 was going to be a much better year, and that earnings growth in the S&P 500 had resumed. Expectations were now higher. We were in a growth phase once again. The market bottomed, and I put out in my newsletter at that time that a new bull market has now been formed. And every single week since then, 8 years times 52 weeks, 416 weekends in a row, I have revisited the numbers. I've calculated the numbers. It's those 500 companies that make up the S&P 500. And I continue to send out more than 10,000 newsletters every single weekend. And I've said ever since that March 27th newsletter that the buy signal on the market remains in place because earnings continue to grow. Now, there's been times during that 8 year period of time where the market's gotten a little bit ahead of itself. It did that just a couple of weeks ago. I said, we've already reached my target price for this year. And it comes as no surprise to me to see a little bit of a pullback in the market. But if you exit the market on every little pullback, that would have been the wrong thing to do over the last 8 years. I regret some of the times when I doubted my own numbers, got a little bit too cautious over the 8 year period of time. But you know what? I erred on the side of protecting my clients. There will come a time at some point in the future when the economy starts to decline, the tributaries that flow into the river called the economy will start to reverse course and become choppy and turbulent, and the river itself will start to become choppy, and the rapids will rise. Have you ever gone river rafting and you go through these nice, calm canyons where the water's just flowing beautifully and you can jump out of the boat, take a little swim, and then what do you hear up ahead? You hear the rapids. It's time to get back in the boat. It's time to get out of the river and into safety. That time will come in the market. Is that time coming right now? Well, again, it comes down to those bottom line numbers. Well, let me give you an example. Last July, we had a bull market in the bond market that had been going for almost three decades. And I said last July, warning, rapids ahead. And I have not pulled that warning. I believe that the bond market has now entered into a bear market. And even though we've seen a little bit of a rally here the last couple of weeks, I believe bond investors are still in the midst of the rapids. And just like people will ignore my warnings when I put it out on the stock market, I'm sure there's lots of people that ignore the warnings in the bond market. You go through that complacency and that denial phase. It's the mentality, the psychology of investors. And there's also the opposite of that is when you go through the denial phase of a bull market. As I've written my articles over the last 8 years saying we're still in a bull market, you ought to see the comments I get. Ah, you're crazy, Gunderson. You must, what are you drinking? Why are you smoking over there? They're in denial. Well, they've been wrong. And I got the same comments over the weekend. Are they wrong now? Well, it comes down to the numbers. We'll address that. This is Bill Gunderson.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it comes down to the numbers, whether or not this bull market has now come to a screeching halt, and we will get to the numbers here. Maybe not by the end of the show today, but certainly by tomorrow. I truly believe that the bond market topped out last July. And I warned at that time, I said, look, the bond market looks very, very bloated here. Interest rate sensitive investments look very, very bloated. And I truly believe that back in July of last year, the bond market entered into a new bear. And the stock market entered into a new bull back on March of 2009. Well, in the last 6 months... Let's see, 9 months, I guess, since the bond market topped out. The bond market is down about 17%. That's using the ETF TLT, and the stock market's up about 15%. Well, now, are we going to see a reversal again? Are bonds going to hold sway here? Well, you know, the numbers don't really suggest that to me. Having said that, I think still, and I emphasized this last week, I truly believe that income investors are better served right now, will be better served by seeking income from ownership of equities as opposed to more debt, more lending. Isn't there enough debt out there in the world? And I truly believe that we're now in a rising interest rate environment. Now, at some point in the future, just as the bond market topped out in July of last year, the stock market will top out. But I don't see signs of that yet. The Trump rally never really depended upon a repeal and replacement of Obamacare. Oh, I know it has some tax implications, and I know that they were trying to get it done first so they could get some tax savings that they could then roll into tax reform. Well, that didn't happen. The market's really looking ahead to tax reform because that's what really adds earnings to the bottom line of the market. And it's also thought that tax reform would help juice that GDP and get it out of this 1.5 to 2% rut that we've been in and get GDP accelerating again. We really need that. And the market wasn't looking for the health care reform to get GDP going again. Although, you know, cheaper premiums would put a little bit more money into investors' pockets to spend out there in the economy, instead of on premiums and deductibles and copays. But the market really saw that as, you know, something that needed to be done, but not that big of an impact on the market and on GDP. But, of course, it's put these future Trump agenda, the big agenda, now they're questioning that. Now, if Trump is unable to pass a meaningful tax reform package, then I would be very worried about the economy getting back above 2% growth. I just don't see that happening, especially with monetary policy now blowing wind in our face with rising interest rates. We really need, and I've been saying this now for over a year, we really need fiscal policy to pick up where monetary policy left off. And that's really what you're seeing right now in this nervousness in the market. The market is nervous that fiscal policy will not come into play, and instead this market will continue to die a slow death as monetary policy well has run dry. Well, the coming weeks of political wrangling will be worth watching. You know, I'm glued to it all the time, watching it. But the bottom line is, even without tax reform, the numbers out there still support a higher S&P 500. The numbers out there right now, and I'm talking about next year's numbers, we've got a couple of blowout quarters coming up. This quarter that will end on on March 30th, it's going to be a blowout quarter. Earnings are going to be up like 9% year over year. This is going to be the best quarter in years. And next quarter is going to be even better. And the quarter after that, we're looking for 12% year over year growth. And the bottom line numbers of the S&P 500 still suggest that this bull market can continue despite the setback that the market had on Friday. Now we may see some sector rotation here. You know, the world changed a little bit last week. The health care reform bill did not pass. We still have Obamacare as the law of the land. And that may have some impact on some of the sectors in the market. So tomorrow and on Wednesday and on Thursday, we'll take a look at what the current numbers look like for the S&P 500 target price. We'll explore if it might not be a good idea to move a little money overseas right now, as their monetary policy is a little friendlier than our monetary policy. But I don't think it's time to ditch the U.S. markets because of the failure of the health care tax bill on Friday. It didn't even budge the earnings estimates for this year and next year. And we'll talk about that again. I've been saying, you know, it's going to get a lot tougher here. Managing money, yeah, if you're doing it by yourself, and, you know, more power to you. And, you know, I applaud the effort, but it's going to take a lot of time. You're going to have to be really engrossed in the markets on a daily basis. I think we're going to see some sector rotation here. And you know what? One of the most important decisions right now is not whether to buy or sell. The most important decision you can make is whether or not to hold. You know, we've entered into a few rainy days here in the market. They come along from time to time. But don't you want to be around when the sun starts to shine again? And that may be sooner than you think. If you'd like to give us a call about your portfolio, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. And if you want to use my newsletter as a guide through the little rapids that we have right now, you can go to GundersonCapital.com. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.